Lord, I pray your word would be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. Lord, may we treasure it in our heart that we may not sin against you. Amen. But I really felt like he was speaking to me Tuesday night in our Bible study we did. Just something the Lord had been just speaking to me about how much Jesus protects us, how we're protected. We're in Christ being protected by the power of God. But he just reminded me in 2 Timothy chapter 1, you know, that's 2 Timothy, of course, Paul's last letter he wrote, just really encouraging Timothy because somehow he had to write this letter to him because somehow Timothy had just wasn't really walking in who his identity, who he was, right? And this is where we get this scripture. He's telling him he's reminded of this sincere faith of his grandmother and his mother, you know, Lois and Eunice. He's reminded of in that he had that same faith he was walking in. But he says this: "For this reason, I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands," which I believe here he's talking about the Holy Spirit, right? Because he uses the word gift here, you know, when the Holy Spirit, of course, comes with gifts. But what I really believe he's talking about here is the gift of the Holy Spirit to us. Because then he says the very next verse, you know, familiar verse to us, "God has not given you a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and soundness of mind." Sound judgment's what that means, you know. Sound judgment's just basically plugging into what God wants to speak or do in a specific situation. But it's not a spirit to make us cower, right? The Holy Spirit is a spirit of power, and it's a spirit of love, and it's a sound mind. My whole life changed. I came to the Lord in 1985. I was real, you know, zealous for the Lord, and had a real encounter with him, wanted to just, you know, devour his, I had a real hunger for his word from day one. So I just spent, you know, hours a day just reading the word, memorizing it and all these kind of things. But one thing I knew I was lacking was power, just the power to live. I'm not talking about power to go pray for people or whatever like that. That's the part of the deal of the power. I was defeated in daily living, right? Daily thought life, and you know, we just get oppressed really easily. Hands were laid on me in 1991, and a prayer was prayed, "Lord, just baptize him in your Holy Spirit." My life changed, you know, from that point on. The Lord, I could hear him speak to me more clearly. You know, I used to think that, oh, he only spoke in his word. But then you kind of are venturing out of there. No, he doesn't. He speaks a lot of ways to us. And I really believe because of a couple of things, the kind of world we're living in right now. Two things it says in here that the Holy Spirit really does for us. One, of course, the power. And you know that you're walking in the Holy Spirit, or the fullness of the Holy Spirit, when you're walking in love, too. But he says two other things in here. He says, "For this reason, I also suffer these things, but I'm not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed in, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I've entrusted into him until that day. Retain the standard of sound words which you have heard and seen in me, and the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus." And he says this: "Guard through the Holy Spirit who dwells in you the treasure that has been entrusted to you." Guard through the Holy Spirit this treasure that has been entrusted to you, which the treasure is the Holy Spirit, right? Guard through the Holy Spirit that's been entrusted to you, okay? See, I didn't ever see him as guarding that or protecting what he has deposited in us. And this reason he was telling Timothy, stir that up again. Stir up the gift that you've been given. Stir up the power. Stir up the love and the sound mind that you have in the Holy Spirit, because he goes on and tells him, if you finish reading 2 Timothy, he starts describing to him what the latter days would look like, what men would turn into, what it's going to be like, you know. So it's really cool to me how he starts off this letter talking about, you know, stirring that up. God hadn't given you a spirit of fear, Timothy. He's given you a spirit of power. He's given a spirit of, as Scripture says in Romans 5, the love of God has been poured out within our heart through the Holy Spirit. But he's given you that, this awesome treasure to experience, right? So this is how we know if we're just, I guess to me, if I'm just not walking in the power of the Spirit, right? Then I get overwhelmed real easily. You find yourself that too? Easily to get overwhelmed. And I've been quoting that scripture right there probably more than anyone. The Lord has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power or timidity. That word is cowardice, but of love and a sound mind. And, you know, just that, especially that power. It's like guard through the Holy Spirit what's been entrusted to you, right? Stir that up in us again. That ought to be just something we do daily about, you know, Holy Spirit, guard this thing that you put in me, you know, which makes you feel safe, right? You're guarded by, that's one of the words for the Holy Spirit's our help, the helper. You know, John 14 and 16, he talks, uses that word a lot, but the helper when he comes, the comforter when he comes. But there's also another word is, the one who guards, like a military guard. The Holy Spirit guards and protects what he's been entrusted to us, right? If you've never had that experience, right? And I hate to use the word experience, because if you know Jesus and you're born again, you have the Holy Spirit, right? It comes as a package deal. You don't get two of the three things and then wait till the other kind of floats out of heaven on you. You got it, right? And I know for me, for six years, the Lord was just waiting on me to come to a place of, I guess, of desperation, you know, of honesty, because I would read all those scriptures about, you know, the Lord has given us, you know, a life, abundant life, and peace and all that stuff. But that just wasn't in my daily experience. It was like I had to fight for everything. You know, I was trying to get to a place where, in reality, I was already there. But when I came up here in 1991, March of 91, and had Bishop Chuck, he was just regular Chuck back then, laid hands on me and just prayed that little simple prayer, God, baptize him in the Spirit. Release within him what you put in him. It changed. And I just think, too, the reason the Lord just gave me this word is we're just in a day where he just wants to stir that up, activate that, for lack of better words, within us. That we are people that's daily walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, the power released to us. And guard that. He wouldn't tell us, let the Holy Spirit guard that within you, if it wasn't a target that the enemy was just going to come after, to overwhelm you, just to make, just kind of to shut us up and to put circumstances in our life that just seem so incredible right now that it shuts you down. It should fire us up, not shut us down. And I know that's just kind of, you know, things that the Lord has allowed me to kind of peek into, and we all see through a glass darkly and through shadows. And one word he told me early on, is, and y'all hear me say it just about every time I speak, is about waking us up, lulling to sleep. Been one of the big things the enemy's been after us. But I really believe the Lord is waking us up, you know, because God is just so much at work. He's always at work, but, you know, it's just a real thing right now where he's confronting us and wanting to stir that thing. Maybe there's a time in your life where that was really stirred up in you and you haven't seen the fruit of it in a long time. Well, I believe God is ready today to stir that up in you again, to release that. Paul said, remember what happened to you. He's telling Timothy, in just lack of a better word, hey, Timothy, stir that up again. Guard it. Guard it by, not only has he poured his power in you, but he's poured something that guards and protects that. Guard by the Holy Spirit what's been entrusted to you. Don't be deceived. Don't be lulled away from this. This is part of your destiny, part of your heritage, everything about you. See, Jesus only becomes everything we talk about every day, the fullness of Christ and Christ living his life through us is simply done by the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit takes that and makes it real to us, makes it ours, makes us, the life of Christ is within us. So I don't know where all of you been or people that are watching, but I just think if you'll just do something real simple and pray that, I just keep seeing the Lord. I was just seeing a vision of the Lord running around to people and just like a pot, you know, stirring, getting things stirred up in them again. You may have already been feeling this or sensing what God is doing, but he wants to release that in just a greater measure. You know, be strong the very next, you know, chapter 2, be strong in the grace which is in Christ Jesus. So the Lord is just really releasing his power. We know we're coming into a major revival, seeing that happen all around the world. But in your world where God has planted you, just like he did with Timothy, let him stir up again. Let him stir up within you this awesome gift that he's put within you. This power, to walk in his power. Okay? Guard through the Holy Spirit who dwells in you that great treasure that he's put within you. He'll protect it. He's been guarding it this whole time, meaning that it's still there. Right? It hadn't gone anywhere. You still have it. Kindle afresh, which means stir it up again, Lord. Stir up. He was challenging Timothy, even as a bishop there of Ephesus, he's kind of drifted over into that. And he was like calling him forward. Come on, Timothy, you know, and let the Lord stir it up again. So let me pray for you real quick. Lord Jesus, I just thank you for your life that lives within us. Father, thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. And Lord, all your gifts that you poured into us through that. That you hadn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love, Lord, and a sound mind or sanity. Lord, I pray for everyone here, everyone listening. Lord, for a fresh feeling of your Holy Spirit today. Wherever you have us in life, whatever we're facing, we want to do it in and through you. So fill us, Holy Spirit. Just fill us overflowing. Amen.